This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It'll be a year tomorrow that Russia went to war in Ukraine. Not really, arguably at all, the biggest shock to the global economy all year. Metals, oil and gas, and food, it affected everything. Ukraine has for decades been known as the breadbasket of Europe. More recently, though, it's more like the breadbasket of the world because grain from Ukraine and parts of Russia make its way all over into the Middle East and sub-Saharan Africa in particular. But that trade has suffered in the war, and that is making food insecurity worse in a lot of developing countries, including Egypt. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
All the ingredients is flour, salt, and water.
Every Saturday, Islam Sabri spends his mornings selling bread at an upscale market in Cairo.
And I have multigrain. The multigrain is white flour, whole wheat flour, oats, and lentils.
Sabri has been baking and selling artisanal bread out of his apartment for a decade.
Should I slice it?
No.
During the week, he delivers bread on his motorbike, and on Saturdays, he comes to this market. In the last year, it's been getting harder for him to make a living selling bread in Cairo.
Because of the economy problems and wars and stuff around the world, it's very, very hard to get flour.
Egypt is one of dozens of countries where it's gotten harder and more expensive to get wheat ever since Russia invaded Ukraine. In Cairo these days, Sabri can usually find the local Egyptian flour he uses. But he says it's more than twice as expensive as it was a year ago. And the imported flours he needs to make certain kinds of bread, he often can't find at all now.
Tomorrow I'll start having the rye back. Okay. Yes, because it's very much hard to find it right now.
Russia and Ukraine combined produce more than a quarter of the world's wheat exports. So when Russia invaded, prices skyrocketed. Fuel and fertilizer prices did too.
In places like the Middle East, in Lebanon, Egypt, Somalia, in regions where they rely heavily on imports, it was devastating.
Jada McKenna is CEO of the global humanitarian organization Mercy Corps. She says it was particularly devastating because the war came at a time when many countries and people just didn't have the capacity to deal with another economic shock.
Even before the war in Ukraine began, the food situation was precarious for millions of people around the world after 2 years of the pandemic affecting supply chains.
If the war had been the only thing disrupting those supply chains,
maybe would have been a little bit better.
But Arif Hussein at the UN World Food Program says on top of COVID and climate change and conflicts in other regions,
it made things so difficult, not for one or two countries, but literally for dozens of countries.
In dozens of countries in the last year, he says, food prices have risen at least 15%. In some, including Egypt, they're up about 50%. And in a few, food prices have doubled.
Now, right now, we are in a very dangerous situation.
The number of people going hungry around the world has been rising steadily ever since the pandemic began, Hussein says, and has just gotten worse since the war started.
I like to say that when World Food Program sets records, it does not bode well for the world. And for the last 3 years, we have been setting records year after year.
At this point, a year into the war, global prices of food commodities, fuel, and fertilizer have come down some. But Hussein says they're still higher than they were before the pandemic.
So if you're a country and you're dealing with this, or if you're a person, you're dealing with this, your purchasing power is totally slashed.
How are you?
How's everything?
Good. Very good. This is my babka.
This is the cinnamon babka. Very
good. In Cairo, Islam Sabri, the baker, says he knows he's doing a lot better than many, but everything feels hard with so much inflation.
I don't have money, savings, or anything valuable, only my hands and my bakery.
He spends a lot of time and energy these days calling vendors, trying to find flour, and often he can't get enough.
Hello. Do you have any sourdough left?
I actually sold out today.
Oh, no.
I get so many orders, but I can't make it because I don't have. And I can't find it anywhere. So I lost so many customers for that.
Sabri estimates he's lost about 20% of his income. And all of his expenses have kept rising.
I'm still very much struggling getting by here because I still have to pay rent and life expenses. Very, very hard because I also still have to face that everything got increased around me, like more than double, like very much more than double.
And it's getting harder and harder to keep up. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.